Oh, if you're fed up with the American stock market or the real estate market, consider this attractive business opportunity. Plans for an amusement park, a four-star hotel, apartment buildings, and infrastructure for a dozen cities. But there are risks, namely mortar, rocket, and small arms fire, occasional car bombings, and kidnappings. Baghdad is attracting a small but growing number of what you might call adventure capitalists, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Al-Zawra Park and Zoo, the sprawling complex in the heart of Baghdad, is open again, its ramshackle playgrounds and decrepit coffee shops slowly lurching back to life. But Los Angeles entrepreneur Llewellyn Werner has a bigger vision, a $500 million Disney-style water park. In a conference room in Zawra Park, he pitches his plan to a deputy Baghdad mayor.
At Disneyland, they shoot the water into the air as a mist, and they project pictures on the water. And the people go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. We're going to do the same thing here. It's very exciting.
Deputy Mayor Ibrahim Hussein looks intrigued, yet a little skeptical. We'll have to check all the designs, he says. Werner is undeterred.
One piece of marketing advice. The lagoons are very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are integral.
I agree.
To the sex appeal, the sizzle. Anybody here been to Disneyland?
We've seen it on TV.
Okay.
At least we have an idea.
Sizzle, sex appeal? Rockets and mortars still regularly fall near Zawra Park, more than half of which is inside the heavily protected Green Zone, a near daily target of Shiite militants and Sunni insurgents. Werner and his company, C3 Invest, recently purchased a 50-year lease from the city of Baghdad for the 50-acre park. It gives his company exclusive rights to hotel and housing development inside the park. Werner won't say what he paid for the lease as he strolls past the murky, overgrown lagoons filled with half-sunken debris.
But if you take a walk, as you're doing with me right now, if you can imagine for a moment a little bit better sightscape, some attractions, down the road maybe some mixed-use housing shops, kind of like a universal walkway of concept, this is perfect.
Visionary, opportunist, or something else? Werner insists he's just an aggressive American businessman, eager to defy the skeptics.
They go, what? But you begin to explain to them the enormous opportunity of a country of 26 million people who are going to be spending anywhere between $80 and $100 billion in the next 5 years rebuilding their society from the ground up.
Werner's company also is investing in new fiber optic lines here and a 500-megawatt power plant outside Baghdad. We're never going to shoot our way out of Iraq, Werner says. The only way out of here is to employ these young men, he says, give them something to lose. Brigadier General Mike Milano agrees. The deputy commander of the 4th Infantry Division, which is in charge of Baghdad, says job creation is central to the U.S. counterinsurgency strategy.
It's sustainable employment for military-aged males. Give them something constructive to do with their lives, as opposed to, you know, putting IEDs in the road or taking, you know, sniper shots at soldiers and so forth.
Llewellyn Werner is one of 8 American entrepreneurs who set up new business ventures in Iraq after encouragement and help by the Defense Department's Paul Brinkley. He directs the Pentagon's task force to improve business and stability operations in Iraq.
It's not combat tourism by any stretch. They're coming here. They're serious. They want to start businesses. They want to invest. They want to get in on ground floor because it's going to be an extremely prosperous country.
Brinkley says Iraq today is an untapped prospect. In business jargon, a greenfield opportunity.
It's maybe one of the last great greenfield business opportunities in the world, you know, where there's a huge potential return on investment if you get in early, if you have the appetite for risk.
Guys such as Rand Holtz do. A former U.S. Army sergeant, Holtz re-enlisted in the Army after 9/11 and fought in Iraq in 2004. He's now back as a civilian project manager for a veteran-owned $25 million hedge fund called the Iraq Fund. Holtz shows us around some of the properties his company's bought in central Baghdad.
There's 20 rooms in this building that we control. There's 34 in the building across the street. And then
the former soldier is something of a high-end fixer for U.S. and Arab Gulf investors who want eyes and feet on the ground inside Iraq, just not their own eyes and feet. In addition to the Iraq Fund, Holtz is a lobbyist, business developer, and manager for 4 other companies. For Holtz, that means a tricky balance, working with senior Iraqi government and business officials, all while trying to keep a low profile and doing what you must in a country whose banking system is in tatters. If that means moving $500,000 cash on the ground in a shoulder bag, so be it.
unarmed with two people in a soft vehicle downtown Baghdad. And I've done that on several occasions. $500,000, about 18, 19 pounds. Anything more than that in a small bag gets a little bit difficult to manage if you have to leave the vehicle and go on foot.
Holtz is working to land some of the big infrastructure contracts in Iraq, but you have to have the basic networks to support them.
The problem is if Iraq doesn't have the infrastructure that it needs to move forward, the small things that you want to do and enjoy in the streets will be there. But, you know, being able to reprocess wastewater, secure a potable drinking water for the masses, to produce electricity for more than 6 or 8 hours a day, those are the larger concerns.
Watchdog groups are concerned, too, about Iraq's notoriously corrupt ministries and business culture and the spotty track record of some American firms in Iraq. U.S. congressional investigators allege that as much as $10 billion charged by U.S. contractors for Iraq reconstruction was ill-spent or questionable. As Scott Amy with the Project on Government Oversight put it, quote, "The question is whether a private company can do what the federal government can't, adequately oversee the contracts and reconstruction efforts to ensure that money isn't wasted and that the Iraqi people benefit from the investment," end quote. And Iraqis investigating Iraqi government corruption here continue to be targeted. On Tuesday, the director of the Iraqi Ministry of Labor was assassinated in a roadside bombing as he left his Baghdad home. Abdullah Al-Lami was in charge of the ministry's reconstruction department and was investigating corruption in the ministry. Back at the business pitch meeting, Llewellyn Werner hopes to see 1,000 skateboards bloom in Baghdad.
One of the fastest growing sports in the world is called skateboarding.
The CEO of C3 tells the assembled group he plans to develop the new entertainment complex over 5 years, but he's starting off slowly with thousands of free skateboards and big new skating ramps. Few Iraqis seem to know of the sport, but never mind. In July, Warner will give the boards away, along with much-needed helmets and knee pads.
More people will come to this complex than you can ever imagine once it catches on.
After explaining skateboarding, Werner tells the assembled Iraqi business and government men, quote, "I'm a businessman. I'm not here because I think you're nice people. I think there's money to be made here." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad. ¶¶